Article 5, Section 7, The Dragon Rider's Codex. While cadets are strongly encouraged not to form romantic attachments while studying in the quadrant, lieutenants are permitted to marry whomever they choose upon graduation. Chapter 66. Violet. Violet! Brennan shouts, racing down the steps of Ryerson House and into the moonlit courtyard. Sounds of celebration stream through the open doors. I groggily rise to my feet beside Imogen, and a shape moves in the shadows to the right. I will not let them burn you, Endarna vows. What? My head whips her way. Why would my brother burn me? And why in Dune's name would I be sitting on gravel in the courtyard? My thoughts are slow. Something's off. Something's wrong. Are you all right? I ask Brennan as he reaches us. Am I all right? His eyes bulge, and he looks me over for injury. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Where have you been? His voice rises, and a group of riders I don't recognize comes through the gate at our left. Wilson? Brennan asks, and the taller one walks our way. Report. He glances over his shoulder, quietly. My mouth opens, then shuts. Where have I been? The officer's gaze darts over me. It's fine, Brennan assures him. Official numbers are 4 riders, their dragons, and 3 elders murdered in the valley in what we're estimating is the last few hours, Wilson says, and we still have 5 riders missing. 4 now, he adds, looking at me. His mouth tenses. But after that display, we all know Ryerson did this. I bet the other 3 are already dead. My stomach lurches, and Imogen tenses so hard she might as well be stone. Wait, is this a dream? I clench my right fist and prick my palm with my fingernails, just enough to feel pain. But I don't wake. The wards are holding Andrathus, as of the last report, but who knows how many of those desiccations during the battle were actually him. Wilson continues, and so far the tally is at 6 missing eggs from the hatching ground. But they're double-checking. Missing eggs? I reach for Taryn, but the bond feels foggy, like he's asleep. He needs a cycle of rest to recover, Endarna clarifies. Recover from what? He was fine when I last saw him, which was about 5 minutes ago in the woods at the edge of the field, where I killed Theophany. Satan. The wall of shadows. My heart sinks. What the fuck is happening? How did I get here? Why is my head so hazy? Am I concussed? You're dismissed, Brennan tells the rider. Keep this classified until we have a full report. Just because she's your sister doesn't mean she's not the fastest way. Dismissed, Brennan snaps, and the rider backs away. Do you know where he is? Brennan asks me softly once the other rider is fully out of earshot. Ryerson, you heard what Wilson said. We have dead dragons and riders and missing eggs. And if you've seen Ryerson, I need to know, Violet. Words fail me. Why can't I think? I don't know. I raise my hands to my mouth, and a piece of parchment in my front pocket catches on my arm, then falls. Brennan catches it. Cardullo? He lifts his eyes to Imogen. I haven't seen him since yesterday, she says, her voice low, almost monotone. Lieutenant Tavis? Among the missing. Brennan answers gently, then glances my way and does a double take. Holy shit, Violet. What? I lower my arms. Garrick is missing too? Who else makes up the 4 riders Wilson mentioned? Your finger, Imogen says, then stares at the ground. My finger? The snap, right. I think I broke my arm. I glance down and stare. My left arm is splinted, and a beautiful gold ring with an emerald the size of my thumbnail sits on my hand. Oh, gods, I know that stone. It matches the others from the blade of Erasia upstairs on Zayden's nightstand. Is it the missing one? What is happening right now? I ask slowly. You don't know? Brennan lowers his voice. I shake my head. Brennan turns to the paper from my pocket. This carries the seal of Dune, he says. May I open it? I nod, gawking at the ring. It's not just any ring on any finger. It's the finger. But how? I was in the field battling Theophany this afternoon, and then she desiccated, and I burned myself straight into unconsciousness. Now it's 3 a.m., and I'm in Erasia, and there are murdered dragons and riders and missing eggs. Zayden wouldn't do that, would he? The storm of shadows. My blood chills. How far had he gone? I fling myself down the bond, but there's nothing there. It's gone. Or he's too far away to feel it, I remind myself to keep from panicking. When had he put this ring on my hand? It's an official blessing of your legal, binding marriage, Brennan whispers, stunned, then quickly rolls the parchment. By the head priestess of Dune's temple. To Zayden? Gravity bends, warping everything I thought I knew into whatever this reality is. Brennan nods. My eyes flare. We're married? 1,000 emotions try to force their way through my jumbled thoughts, but the immediate rush of awe trips right over the logic of how. There's no fucking way I'd forget something like that. Why isn't he here? Where did he go? And why? I think the note on the outside is meant for you. Brennan hands back the parchment. I flip the missive over to see two sentences written in Zayden's handwriting. Don't look for me. It's yours now. He's gone. I try to fumble my foggy brain through the overwhelming shock, but I can't think straight. It's like someone has fucked with my... No. My chest draws tight. How long have I been missing? 12 hours, Brennan answers. What did you do? My head snaps toward Imogen, and a deep sense of foreboding takes root in my chest. She slowly lifts her gaze to mine. What you asked me to.